T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today, we're joined by Bloomberg News reporter Ed Ludlow. And Ford is showing off a brand new Mustang, but this time the muscle car comes with a twist. And Ed, I understand that you were at the event last night in Los Angeles and you spoke with the Ford CEO. So what did he have to say about Ford's latest venture?
So they're very excited about this car. It's important for Ford, in terms of the big legacy automakers here in the U.S. and Europe. Ford's been a little bit behind the curve in terms of electrification. So just picture with me for a moment the classic Mustang, this American sport and muscle car. They've been selling since 1964. In fact, Ford has sold more than 10 million of them. So they are like one of Ford's biggest success stories. And so that's where they thought best to start their electrification process. So the Ford Mustang Mach-E is just like a classic Mustang. It has those big haunches, the big rear that Mustangs have that you'd be familiar with, the big shark nose, but it's slightly different in design. It's an SUV, and Ford is kind of recognizing the market right now. Americans are not buying sedans anymore. They're buying these bigger cars. So that's what Ford has done. They've made an all-electric SUV. It has a sticker price of around $43,000. And what the CEO, Jim Hackett, told me is, and what's really interesting, is that this Ford Mustang Mach-E is going to be profitable right from the outset. That is something the likes of Tesla has really struggled with. Audi, Jaguar in Europe, they've not been able to make these new entrants to the EV market profitable from day one. But Ford told me it will be profitable right from the first vehicle off the production line.
Interesting. They're going to build this in Mexico. Why?
Yeah, so they're going to build it in Mexico. There are some different reasons. One is that Ford has kind of reached capacity in its U.S. manufacturing base and capacity, that they basically say, as we look across our portfolio of factories across the U.S., we've got great people, we've got amazing production facilities, but they don't have enough space to handle this extra load. The Mexico plant does. But the other thing as well is, I just told you about profitability. Labor costs in Mexico are much lower. And while Ford didn't explicitly give me that reason, one would assume that the road's profitability is a lower cost of production. So I asked him about this. And what I actually specifically asked him was, what kind of engagement have you had with the White House over this? Because as you know, the administration have been very vocal about building in America, building in U.S. factories, and not doing that manufacturing outside of the U.S. Well, what the Ford CEO told me last night is that they would never sneak up on anyone, that nothing would be a surprise, and that they had been in talks with relevant parties to let them know that this was coming, including the unions. But when it comes to electrification, starting with the Mustang Mach-E, that they felt strongly the best way to go was in Mexico.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.